Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mews in motion. Beck, look out from behind. Got the pass away. He threw a strike. Vlad McConkey. McConkey, touchdown, Georgia.
Always good to get a little Brad Nessler in on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe, on a Tuesday. It's nice outside. Beautiful outside. Happy spring. 9 days from the draft, and we are going to go to the Western Hotline to chat a little bit about some Georgia Bulldogs prospects and a former Bulldog also, and Adonai Mitchell, who was there for a bit before going to Texas. Joining us on the Western Hotline is Matt DeBerry, who is insider for Dog Post, covering UGA football and recruiting. Matt, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time this morning.
Absolutely, y'all. Thanks for having me.
So where should we start? Should it be Ladd McConkey? I mean, this is a guy who, here in Buffalo, we are every single receiver that's available, we've learned their name and their family history and their likes and dislikes. Ladd McConkey's been a name we've locked in on a bit. He said he met with the Bills a couple times when speaking with Kay Adams. So tell us a little bit about Ladd and his potential future as a receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, I love Ladd McConkey and what he was able to bring to Athens. But the thing that I liked about him the most was his ability to make big plays in big games. And I know that if he were selected by the Bills, he'd have an opportunity to make a lot of plays at big moments, possibly several years in the playoffs. But when the game mattered most, big third down, when they needed a guy to go to, Ladd McConkey was that guy because he just creates separation on his own. His ability to run routes at his size, his quick feet, his burst, the guy just gets open consistently. You don't have to scheme him open. He gets open on his own, and he just found a way to make plays against Auburn, against Florida, national championship game against TCU, two touchdowns. The guy showed up and did his job every single day from being a former three-star recruit from the North Georgia Mountains that barely got a Georgia offer to one of the best and most productive wide receivers so far in the Kirby Smart era. So he's a special player, and I can't wait to hear his name hopefully come in the first round.
How does he win as a receiver? You know, you mentioned he can get open on his own. He doesn't necessarily have to be schemed open. So what about his game works?
Well, he's a really good athlete, but he works so hard on his footwork. And he can beat defenses vertically. He's not a burner, but he's got plenty of speed, and he can kind of sneak behind defenses. But whether it's in the short passing game, the screen game, there's just a lot he brings to the table. But his ability to run a route, no matter what it is, he does it well, and he works hard on his craft, and he perfects it. And the quick feet, I think, is what's really impressive. He's a multi-sport star, so he's always working on his ability to move. And as a receiver, whether he's on the outside, on the perimeter, or in the slots, if he's in man coverage one-on-one, it's so tough for anyone that I saw in the SEC last year or even in the last several years to stay with him consistently down the field or even 5-10 yards down the field.
Is he someone you just kind of talk both slot and outside? The Bills, in their current situation, and if McConkey is their pick at 28, they've got slot guys, but Diggs and Gabe Davis leaving this offseason, like the perimeter is really where the most opportunity lies. You believe that is translatable, his game to playing on the perimeter in the NFL?
Somewhat. Yeah, I do think if they're looking for more of a perimeter guy, a former Bulldog, A.D. Mitchell, might be the guy who could play that position in Buffalo a little better. I would still put Ladd McConkey more in the slot and be, you know, an easy kind of third and three, third and four, maybe a third and five option in the middle of the field. He can play on the outside. He did a lot of that at Georgia, making defenders miss on the perimeter, and you look up and dude's wide open down the field. We saw that happen against Auburn, Tennessee, TCU, Florida. So he's been able to do that. Not sure due to his size. I mean, he's not 6'3". He's not 6'4". So I'm assuming Buffalo would like a bigger, kind of longer receiver on the outside. But he's a guy who, if you ask him to do it, he's going to work hard and give you everything he can.
Matt DeBerry on the Western Hotline, Dog Insider, or Dog Post, excuse me. So let's get to A.D. Mitchell then. He spent 2 years at Georgia on the field. You just mentioned the fit. I know he's the prototypical X receiver that we've been hearing a lot about for need for the Bills. His time in Georgia went hot. Like, he's young, right? Like, he's a freshman there, but the stat that he's got about in the big games, the guy scores touchdowns. I mean, I know that goes back to his Georgia days.
Absolutely. He dealt with some injuries his first couple of years at Georgia. And, of course, his first year was a freshman, so it's really hard to see the field early on at a place like Georgia full of talent. But they made sure they got A.D. Mitchell the ball. I mean, he's got size. He's got length. He's got a vertical. I mean, it looks like he just floats in the air when he jumps up to make a play on the ball. But like you said, in the big moments, he caught a touchdown against Michigan in the Orange Bowl, against Alabama in the national championship game, maybe the biggest single reception in Georgia football history. And then he did again against Ohio State, game-winning touchdown, TCU touchdown. He's a big game receiver. He's got tremendous hands. He's another guy who gets open and can run a really clean route for a guy 6'3 and a half, almost 6'4. I forgot what he measured in at the combine, but he's an alpha. And that's a guy that...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You want on your roster, and I know this is a loaded group of receivers in this draft, but in most other drafts, I feel like A.D. Mitchell would be looked at in maybe the middle of the first round.
Matt DeBerry of Georgia, talking Georgia Bulldogs with us. We've got a number of other names like Brock Bowers, Amarius Mims. I mean, how many first round, second round, first two round picks do you feel like Georgia will have their names called?
It could be up to six. I mean, Kamari Laster is a defensive back that a lot of people love. He's coming off a very, very strong season. Javon Bullard is a playmaking safety who could be a second rounder. But I love Amarius Mims. I think he'll go towards the bottom of the first round. Didn't start a ton, but you can't teach his size and his physicality and his high ceiling. And I think a lot of NFL GMs look at him as kind of this big project that could turn into a possible all-pro at right tackle. So he's a guy that I don't think will escape the first round. Of course, I think Ladd McConkey has a chance to be in that first round. And Brock Bowers is such a special player, one of the best Georgia Bulldogs of all time. And he's going to be a real weapon for whoever picks him at the next level.
6-3, 243, 4-4, 840 for Bowers. We know the Bills aren't thinking about this. Maybe if this were last year, they would. I mean, they just took a tight end in Dalton Kincaid, but we could see Bowers going to the Jets. I see that mocked a lot. Matt, do you see any team that is the right fit for Bowers as he is an early to mid first round pick generally?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a really good player no matter where he goes. And I know a lot of teams, you know, love Marvin Harrison Jr. and Romo Dunze and those guys for a reason. But Brock Bowers is, he's not your traditional tight end. He's a pass catcher, and he's a guy who gives every rep in practice the exact same way he does on Sundays. And I'll say this about these guys too. These are not divas. Adee Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Brock Bowers, those guys don't really love the attention. They just love ball. They love to compete. They love to practice. They love the game. They love getting better. They're not going to write quotes on their shoes or their cleats about their doubters, right? They are quiet assassins that just love the game, and they showed that just about every weekend in Athens.
We've been in on all the receivers to the extent where we know the name of Marcus Roseme Jack Saint, not just because he has an awesome name, by the way. Is he someone you think sneaks into the draft at some point? Like, I know he did not test well at the combine, but I've seen stats about, you know, him never dropping a ball in his hand. So his profile, like, I don't expect him to be a high pick, but what do you think of his NFL prospects?
He should absolutely get drafted. He's got good size. Again, he's not a burner, but like you said, his hands are so strong. And I felt like at least one time every game, he would make an A.J. Green type of George Pickens catch, where you're saying, wow, that was really something. How did he end up catching that ball? And I always said that they should probably get the ball to him a little more than they did, but he's a player who I definitely think can play at the next level, maybe fifth or sixth round pick. But he showed at Georgia that he can make big catches and big plays, and he did that consistently. And good locker room guy. You know, he could have transferred out when you have Adee Mitchell and Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers getting – most of the passes their way, but he stuck with it, and he had a really strong final season last year.
Matt DeBerry of Dog Post joining us on the Western Hotline. Matt, thanks very much for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Georgia Bulldogs set to get a bunch of guys drafted in the first round, second round, and on. Two safeties, a defensive back. I don't think the tackle's in the mix. I don't think the tight end's in the mix, but McConkey, of course, is.
Bowers will be long gone anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jets 10 is easily the most mocked for him.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. 8 games again in the NHL tonight. Red Wings, okay. Flyers.
Okay.
Penguins don't play until Wednesday, tomorrow, I think.
And when is that's Capitals and Flyers? Did you see what could happen in that game?
In Caps Flyers?
Yeah.
I did see. It's one of those ones where the Flyers could pull their goalie in overtime.
Right. So the problem for everybody involved, like the other teams, the Red Wings, the Penguins, they could do their work, but that's tonight. Flyers and Capitals. Philly has to win in regulation. So the hypothetical is presents itself. Washington, with a win, clinches that final spot. And if you're a Pittsburgh fan, you need Philly to be ahead, because if that game is tied with a minute to go, Tortorella is pulling his goaltender. And that would mean an empty net goal would clinch the playoffs for the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
Because Philly cannot go to overtime. They know overtime does not help them.
Juicy.
Yeah.
A lot of different scenarios. Washington looking good to get in. I've been teasing it for a couple hours. I've got a thing I've never said about the 3-2-1 point system / why the change needs to be made. But again, like, the language is still bad. So if you're someone that hates the loser point, I've got one last chance to convince you that you are fighting the wrong enemy.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
We'll do that next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.